The Venezuelan Supreme Court has ruled that a state of emergency declared by the president is constitutional. The court has upheld the president's decree due to, quote, extraordinary social, economic and political circumstances. Earlier this week, the opposition-controlled Congress urged people and the army to disobey President Nicolas Maduro's decree. Taiwan's new president has set a conciliatory tone while talking about China. Speaking in her inauguration speech, Tsai Ing-wen called for, quote, positive dialogue with Beijing. The two sides have been locked in a territorial dispute for a long time. China regards Taiwan as part of its territory. About 1,000 striking employees of Verizon Communications telecommunications company have marched in Washington, D.C. to protest its new employment plan. The walkout is part of a six-week action, with the strikers demanding the company pay reasonable wages and cover healthcare expenses. The protest was supported by many other unions and politicians. The Nigerian army says it's rescued a second Chibok girl over 2 years after she was abducted by Boko Haram terrorists along with her 218 schoolmates. Meanwhile, a provincial governor says Nigerian troops have started moving into a Boko Haram forest stronghold to rescue the rest of the students. And the EU has warned about the rising number of children trafficked to the bloc by criminal gangs. New data by the European Commission show that the children are often exploited for prostitution, begging and petty crimes. The data have also enlisted the UK and France as the main destinations for victims of child trafficking. Those are the latest here on Press TV.